Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Sukkah Nun Hey. We begin three lines from the top of the Amud. Now, we all know that when they would bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, they would pour wine, Nisuch Hayayin. When that happened, the Levim would recite Shira. The Gemara says, Ein Oimrim Shira Ela Al Hayayin. So Yayin precipitates Shira. And during that Shira, they would actually blow the Chatzotzreis, they would have the Tkiyos. Throughout those intermissions, within the Shira recitation by the Levim. Now what happens if a day in the Beis HaMikdash happens to feature several Korbanos Musaf? So just as the Tamid Shel Shachar had Nisuch HaYayin with Shira and Tkiyos, the Musaf as well. What if we have several Musafin on the same day? Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina told us yesterday, every Musaf gets its own unique Shira, its own unique Tkiyos. So let's say it's Shabbos and Rish Chodesh, you have double Shira, double Tkiyos. Says the Gemara, three lines from the top, Meisvei, listen to this riot, to this kasha, honor of Acha, from a brisa, Tani, Rava Bar Shmo. Rava presented a brisa, which says like this, Yochel, perhaps I would say, Kashem Shetoken, al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmi, just as Shabbos gets its own Shira, its own Tkiyos, so the Musaf of Shabbos deserves its own Shira and Tkiyah. Val Rish Chodesh b'fnei atzmai, and Rish Chodesh gets its own unique Shira, its own Tkiyah by the Musaf of Rish Chodesh. So that's when Shabbos is separate from Rish Chodesh. Rish Chodesh separate from Shabbos. So we say the fact that it's Shabbos, you have a Musaf, so you get a Shira and a Tkiyah for that Musaf. Likewise, on Rish Chodesh that happens. So just as Shabbos gets its own, and Rish Chodesh gets its own. Perhaps if they both happen to coincide, Rish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, are you going to say there as well that every Musaf deserves its own unique Shira and Tkiya? Talmud Leimar, we learn from a Pasuk that it's not so. It's one extra, that's it. Uberashi Chodesheichem. So we learn from here, somehow, the Gemara will soon elaborate on this, that it's only one tkiyah, one set of tkiyahs, nine tkiyahs in total, for the entire Musaf. Whatever it is, Musaf Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, gets only one tkiyah. Tiyufta, the Rav Acha Tiyufta, indeed this is a refutation on Rav Acha, who maintained that every Musaf gets its own tkiyahs. Now, how does this pasuk teach us that? Of Rashi Chodesheichem, that it's only going to be one set of tkiyas for all the musafim that transpire during that day. My Talmud, had you see it from the pasuk, on Rabbi. Amar Ka, take a close look at the pasuk, which says, Uberashi Chodesheichem. And we learn from here that all Rashi Chodeshim are related. Hukshu Kol Chodeshim Kulam Zelaze. So it's irrelevant of whether Rosh Chodesh is during a weekday or on Shabbos, you're still going to have the same amount of tkiyos, because the fact that you have two musafim today, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't generate a new set of tkiyos. That's Abaye's way of interpreting the braisa. Rav Ashi Amar has a different way. Ksiv Chodeshechem. On the one hand, the spelling of the word Chodeshechem is Lashon Yachid. It's spelled like Chodeshechem, singular. Uksiv Uberashe. The word Uberashe denotes plural. So is it one or a two? So the Rashi is, Veze Chodesh Sheyesh Leshnei Rashim. Where do you find one month where there are two heads, so to speak, to that month? Havi Emir is Rosh Hashanah. Apparently we're speaking about Rosh Hashanah, which is considered like two Roshim. He's wearing two hats. He's Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. So we have a day where there are two Musafin. One on account of Rosh Hashanah. And also, don't forget, he's Rosh Chodesh. V'amar Rachmana. What does the Pasuk say? Chodeshechem. Lashon Yachid. To denote that Chadhi. It's one and the same meaning when it comes to Tkiyos. which are actually mentioned in this pasuk, Rashichat Sheichem. That's where we learn the Chiv of Tkiyah during the Karbanis. Torah refers to it as merely one ceremony, despite the fact that we have two reasons, two Musafin. So this is a Kasha and Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Apparently it's only one set of Tkiyahs for all Musafin that happen on the same day. V'oitanya, listen to another Kasha on Rav Acha. This Brisa discusses Shira. And we're going to learn from this Brisa that whenever two things coincide, you don't have a double Shira. It's one or the other. The Brisa says like this, B'choy lo shalmoyet. We know that throughout the year, the Levim would recite certain chapters of Tehillim as their Shira, as we do at the end of Davening. Shira shahayu alavim oimrim beis hamigdash. On Sunday, it's Lashem ha'aretz u'maloya. Every day had its own Shira. But when we have Yom Tov, we change the Shira. What would they say on Chol HaMoed Sukkos? Rashi explains that they followed a different theme. It was more Yom Tov related, Nisuch HaMayim related. The fact that it was time for harvesting of one's grain, one's crop, then it would be a good time to encourage the tzibur to be meschazik and giving maser, giving matanos aniyim, like a shikol peya, to pay up their debts, nedarim and davis to Beis HaMikdash, to highlight the schus of Klal Yisrael that despite their hardships, they come to the Beis HaMikdash and rejoice in Hashem's simcha. So the Shira on Chol HaMoed Sukkos would reflect these topics. B'chol HaShemoyet, Barishon, Maho Yoyim. On the first day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, what would the Levim say? Havel Hashem b'nei Elim. Rashi explains the pasuk. Later on speaks about the Mayim. Kol Hashem ala Mayim. Al Shem Nisuch HaMayim, says Rashi. That's the first day. B'sheni, on the second day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Mayim Oymrim. V'l'Rosh Omer Lekim. What's the Russia doing here? Pay up your debts. You promise you're going to bring the Nedarim and the Davis to Beis HaMikdash. Follow through. But Shlishi, Mayu Oymrim, was on the third day. Miyakum li Mureim. Rashi explains the Sukkim described the hardships that Klal Yisrael experienced even during Bayis Sheni, even when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, Paras, Yavan, Rome, and still they rise above that and they come to the Beis HaMikdash to rejoice in Hashem's Simcha. But Mo's on the fourth day, Binu Ba'ar Ma'am, Rashi explains that the Psukim coming to encourage the farmers to pay up their matanei saniyim, to give their masters properly. What about the 50? And Rashi says that the Pesukim speak about bracha, which is appropriate for Sukkos because we do nesechaya hamayim to bring about the abundance of rainfall, increase water supply. So it's an appropriate topic. What about the 6th day? Yimoytu kol meisti aretz. And Rashi says the Pesukim there discuss the topic of tzedakah, which again was meant to encourage the tzibur when they return home to fulfill their obligations, their masters, their tzedakah obligations. So we have the shir for all 6 days of Chol HaMoed. Ve'im chalos Shabbos be'echad mehem. Suppose Shabbos falls out on one of those days of Chol HaMoed. So what do you do? Because Shabbos has its own shira, Mizmer Shiliyem HaShabbos. So that overrides. So you do away with the Shira of Chol HaMoed. Instead, you sing Shabbos. Now, you're going to have Shabbos today. And what happens to today's Shira? Says the Gemara, Yimoytu Yidach. Yimoytu was the last one on the list. We had a list of 6 Shira. The last one on the list was Yimoytu. So because you inserted Shabbos into the list, you bumped everybody down a bit, so everything went down one step, and the last item, Yimoytu, gets deleted. So pretty clear from this Brisa that we have 2 events, such as Shabbos and Sukkos. You don't sing a double Shira, it's one or the other. In this case, it's Shabbos. There's going to be a Kashan of Acha Bar Chanina who maintained that when you have 2 events coinciding, you address both together. It's a double Shira. It's pretty clear we don't do that. The Gemara concludes regarding this list of shiras. Rav Safra manach bu simana. He applied a simon to remember the list. Hum bahi. So each letter corresponds to a different capital, right? The hey is Havel Hashem, vav is Vela Rasha, and so on and so forth down the list. Rav Papa switched around. Manach bu simana. He had a different simon. Hum habi. See, Rav Papa switched around items 4 and 5. So instead of Hasiroisi Mishevo Shichmai on the 5th day, he pushed it back to day 4. And Binu Ba'aram Ba'am, which discusses the obligations of Maser, he pushed it down to number 5. And the Mefarshim say he wanted it to be closer to when they leave town, so that it's fresh in their minds when they go back home. So it was closer to home, so to speak, and he pushed it, advanced it a day down, so that it will ring as a strong message. V'simonach, in order to remember who said what, buha de safri, Rashi explains, a sefer is a melamed tinoik, is a teacher. Buha is a lashon of crowds, so he has lots of crowds, parents coming to bring their children to the teacher. Rav Safra is lashon of sefer, of a teacher. So his approach was hum bahi, like we said, hum bahi, which sounds like I'm a buha, a crowd of people. That's where you know who said what. In any case, to yufta, the Rav Acha bar Chanina to yufta. This brisa challenges Rav Acha bar Chanina's assertion that it's a double shira for double occasion. Here we see clearly when Shabbos falls out on Sukkot, it's going to be the Shabbos of shira. I'm going to negate the Shira of Chol HaMoed. So you see from here, we have two opportunities to say Shira. We pick one over the other one. In this case, the Shira of Shabbos as opposed to Sukkot. Says the Gemara, fine, you refuted the Abba Bar Chanina. V'harab Abba Bar Chanina, Kromas Nisa Ka'amar. He wasn't making up this own halacha. He was presenting a pasuk, a brisa, back on the Fendald Amid Aleph, which told us, Hakoy lefiha musafin taiken. Tkiyas are dependent on the musafin. The more musafin, the more tkiyas. So it's a brisa based on a pasuk. Amar Avina, you know what the brisa meant? Not that you have to have a new set of tkiyas for the extra musaf. You enhance the tkiyas a bit. You accommodate for the second musaf. But you don't make an extra shira, an extra tkiyah for the second musaf. Loimar. You prolong the Shira and Tkiya ceremony to account for both pourings of wine. But it's one Shira and one set of Tkiyas. Rabbanan de Kesri, Rabbanan of Kesaria, Mishmeder of Acha, the name of Rav Acha Amri, they explained. How do you accommodate for the second Musaf? Loimar, the Brisa meant Shemar Rebetoiken. We increase the instrument players instead of a 5-piece band, we have a 20-piece band to encourage, to accommodate for the extra musaf. So according to Rabbi Acha, it was a separate shira, a separate tkiyah per musaf. According to the maskon of the Gemara, it's not so. It's one chapter of shira with intermissions, with tkiyahs. But we try to prolong, we try to enhance it to accommodate for the other musaf as well. Continues the Gemara. In a similar vein, when it comes to tefillahs nowadays, on Musaf of Chol HaMoed, we make mention of the karbonis of those days. Vayom HaSheni, such and such karbonis. Vayom HaShlishi, such and such karbonis. Every day had its own unique number of karbonis, we're speaking about on Sukkot. V'anan de'islan t'rei yom. By us, in Chutz La'aretz, we observed 2 days Yom Tov. What are we going to do with the karbanis of Chol HaMoed? So on the first day of Yom Tov, we say Bechamisha Asar Yom HaChodesh, we relate to the karbanis of Yom Tov. On the second day, which is Sveika Deyom, Safik Day 2, Safik Day 1, we repeat that again, Bechamisha Asar Yom, we treat it like a Yom Tov. We can't go over to Bayom HaSheni, Bayom HaShlishi, which are meant for Chol HaMoed. You can't do that to Yom Tov, even though it's a Safik Yom Tov. To treat it like a Yom Tov. problem now is you're left with too many psukim. Because in the Torah, you don't have any accommodation for Yom Tov Sheni. That's a new concept. In the Torah we have B'chamisha Asur Yom, for the first day of Sukkot. Then we have Sukkot beginning with B'yom HaSheni, B'yom HaShlishi, all the way to B'yom HaShvi'i. But by us, we've already used up a day. The extra day, the second day, has been used up. On the first and second day, we say the Psukim of B'chamisha Asur Yom L'Chodesh, as though it's Yom Tov. Kam Chol HaMoed, what are you going to do? You only have 5 days left. You have six segments of psukim, six karbanis. Fayim bayim asheni, all the way to yom hashvi. So it's yom hasheni, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We only have 5 days to address those six parashas. So what do we do? Abaye amar, sheni yidach. Look, bayim asheni won't be said. It's over with. It's already day three. So although you never mentioned the Bayim HaSheni, well, that's because yesterday you observed as Yom Tov, Safek the Yom. But in Eretz Yisrael, that's a Bayim HaSheni. So you skip that, you missed that. And you start on the first day of Chol HaMoed with the Bayim HaShlishi, and go down the list. For the next 5 days, from Bayim HaShlishi to Bayim HaRvi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi, that's the end of Sukkot. Rav Amar no, Shvi Yidacha. First come, first serve. You haven't yet said Bayim HaSheni. Start the Bayim HaSheni on the first day Chol HaMoed. Treat it like the second day Yom Tov, as though yesterday was the first day, and today is the second day. Even though it's Yisrael, it's already the third day. But by you and Chutz Laretz, you have to treat the first day Chol HaMoed as though it's the second day Yom Tov. And not day three. So you start a Bayim HaSheni. Next day, Bayim HaShlishi. Next day, Revi. Chamishi. Shishi. Then you're done with Chol HaMoed Sukkot. Bayim HaShvi'i, Yidacha. You delete that one. So first come, first serve. Tanika Vasei de Rava. This is right to Rava from the Brice that we just learned about Shira. When Shabbos falls out on Chol HaMoed, you have a choice between Mizmer Shili and Shabbos. And the Shira of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, what do we say? Shabbos. What happens to the Shira of Sukkot? You don't say it. So you insert Shabbos. And what does the Braisa say? Being that you elected to say Shira of Shabbos, you have to push everybody down one step. And what gets deleted? The last one on the list. Imchol Shabbos Leis B'Echad Mehem. Shabbos falls out on one of the days of Chol HaMoed. Yimoytu Yidacha. Yimoytu, which was the last Shira on that list, gets deleted. That's a right to Rava. First come, first serve. You don't say, today's Shira gets deleted. No, you push everybody down. And the last one on the list suffers. He's the one left out. That's a right to Rava's approach. You take what you have. First come, first serve. And then, if you're stuck at the end, let go. So you have two approaches. According to Abaye, you delete Ubayim HaSheni, you start Ubayim HaShlishi, all the way down to Ubayim HaShvi. According to Rav, you start Ubayim HaSheni, and you delete Ubayim HaShvi. We have a third approach, and that's what we do today, actually. Ask an Amemar Benardo, Amemar established Benardo, that they shouldn't delete anything. Don't skip anything. Say everything. The Medalgi, the Lugi, they would jump around, they would repeat things. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you would say Ubayim HaSheni and Ubayim HaShlishi. On the next day, Ubayim HaShlishi, Ubayim HaRvi. All the way to the end of Chol HaMoed, where you say Ubayim HaShishi, Ubayim HaShvi. So you have everything said and nothing omitted. So in summary, Racha Bar Chanina had a chiddush. Every Musaf gets its own Shira, its own Tkiya. The Gemara was more concluded, to Yufta the Rav Acha, to Yufta, it's not so. The concept of Musaf is supplement, addition, like Rashi and Yuma, Daf Gimel says. It's Musaf on the standard Karbanos of that day. Anything included in the Musaf classification, under the Musaf canopy, is all bundled together as one, deserves only one Shir and one Tkia. Regarding the Sveika de Yuma in Chutz Laretz, which kabbalas do we say on Chol HaMoed? Abaye says the first set of Mimashenit is omitted. Rabbah says the last one is omitted. And according to Meimar, you double it up. That's why you say everything. Continues the Mishnah. Mishnah will discuss the allocation of karbonis throughout Sukkot. Who served in the Beis HaMikdash? Who had avoda and achilas karbonis privileges? We know that there were 24 mishmaris of Kohanim. So Kohanim was split into 24 groups, so to speak, with each group serving a week at a time. So this is an ongoing rotation throughout the year. There are exceptions to this rule. Shalosh Regal, three times a year, we know from a pasuk, that all the Kohanim had equal privileges, had an equal share, eschus, to serve in Beis HaMikdash, and that eat the korbanos. One of these opportunities is the Yom Tov of Sukkot. So it had to be distributed fairly and equally to all mishmaris. So let's see, how many korbanos did we have, typically, on Sukkot? We had Purim, cows, Elim, rams. We had Seirim, goats. And we had Kvasim, sheep. So we had four categories of korbanos, which were typically bought on a daily basis in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah will endeavor to explain to us how we would distribute all these karbanis equally throughout all the mishmaris who were present on Sukkot in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkot, how many Purim were there? So on the first day you began with 13 Purim, and then you decreased one at a time as the days progressed. The first day you had 13 Purim, the second day you had 12 Purim, on the third day 11 Purim, so on and so forth. So Mishnah will explain to us how they distributed all the Karbanis fairly. On the first day, says the Mishnah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Hayisham Yud Gimel Purim, 13 Purim, Elim Shnoim, 2 rams, Visar Echad, 1 goat. This Sar was a Chatas. In addition, you had 14 sheep. Now the Purim, the Elim, the Seirim were attractive karbanis on account of their size. The sar was a chatas as opposed to the kvasim, which were smaller and were oilies. So these karbanis were sought after, and they had to make sure that everybody had an equal chance to bring at least that the parm should be equally distributed with large karbanis, and they worked it out as follows. So on the first day we had Yud Gimel Parm, 13 Purim, Elim Shnayim, 2 rams, Visar Echad, and 1 goat. So it's 13 plus 2 plus 1, 16 in total. That took care of 16 mishmaris. Each mishmar got one. So we started with 24 mishmaris. We have 16 animals for 16 mishmaris. Nishtayru Sham Yudalat Kvasim. You're left with 14 sheep. For how many mishmaris? You already accounted for 16 mishmaris out of 24, so you have 8 left. 14 sheep. So you have how many extra? How many sheep are extra? 6. So 6 mishmaris will be able to have 2 sheep each. Nishtayru sham yudalat kvasim. You're left with 14 sheep. L'shmoni mishmaris for the remaining 8 mishmaris. And therefore, by Yemarishan, the first day of Sukkot, Shisha Makrib Mishnaim Mishnaim, 6 of those remaining Mishmaris will have 2 sheep per Mishmar, Vashar Echad Echad, and the remaining Mishmaris, 1 per Mishmar. That was in the first day. Basheni, on the second day of Sukkot, you went down from 13 Purim to only 12. So let's think, 12 Purim, 2 Elim, 1 Sayer, that's 15. That takes care of 50 Mishmaris. We're left with 9 mishmaris. For how many sheep? 14. How many sheep are extra? 5. So 5 mishmaris will get 2 each. Basheni on the second day of Sukkot, Chamisha makrib shnai mishnai. So 2 mishmaris will get 2 sheep each. Bashar echad echad, the remaining mishmaris will have 1 apiece. Okay? Bashlish, the third day of Sukkot, where you have only 11 Purim, So it's 11 parim, 2 elam, 1 sayer. So that's a total of 14. That will accommodate 40 mishmaris. How many shmaris are remaining? 10. How many sheep do you have? 14. Gives you 4 extra. So dalad makri mishnai mishnai. 4 mishmaris will have 2 goats, 2 sheep each. Vashar echad echad. And the remaining mishmaris will have 1 each. Baravi on the 4th day of Sukkot. So now you went down one more to 10 parim, plus 2 elam, plus 1 sire, that's 13. Will accommodate 30 mishmaris. How many mishmaris are remaining? 11, right? You started with 24. You took care of 13. You have 11 left over. 11 mishmaris for how many sheep? 14. How many extra sheep do you have? 3. Shloshim akriv v'shnayim v'shnayim. So two of those mishmaris will get 2 sheep each. V'ashar echad echad. The remaining one apiece. V'achamishi. You're down to 9 parim, 2 elim, 1 sayer. So that's a total of 12. For 12 mishmaris. You have 12 mishmaris left behind for 14 sheep. Gives you 2 extra. Shnayim akriven, shnayim shnayim. So 2 mishmaris will have 2 sheep each. Ashar echad echad, the remaining will have 1 each. Bashishi, on the 6th day of Sukkot, you're down to 8 parim, plus 2 elim, 1 sayer. A total of 11 for 11 mishmaris. And you have how many mishmaris left? 13. To address the 14 remaining sheep, how many extra sheep do you have? 1. Echad makav shnayim shnay. So one of these mishmaris will get two sheep. V'ashar echad echad. And the remainder will have 1 per mishmar. V'ashvi, the last day of Sukkot, you have 7 parim, 2 elam, 1 sayer, total of 10. Takes care of 10 mishmaris for these large size animals. And you have how many mishmaris left? 14 for the 14 sheep. 1 per mishmar. Kulam shavim. Everybody's equal today. No discrimination. 1 animal per mishmar. Bashmini, on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, you start fresh. It's like a new Yom Tov. Chazru lav fayis, kibur golem. They start throwing lotteries again, just as the ordinary Yom Tov. It's not considered a continuation in this regard of Sukkot. So we disregard the previous calculation. It's a new account. It's irrelevant who got what up until this point. We start fresh. And you make a new pious, a new lottery to determine who gets the karbanos of Shmini Atzeres. It actually only had 1 par. So the pious would determine who got the privilege to take care of that par. Amru. Furthermore, they declared, Mi shehikruv parim hayom, whichever mishmar got to do today's parim, as we said, parim were large animals, attractive, and sought after. So whoever got today's parim, lo yakir v'lamachar, shouldn't come back tomorrow for more. Ela choizun chalila, they would go around in a circle in rotation. Meaning, for example, on the first day of Sukkot, we said there were how many parim? 13. So the first 13 mishmaris on that list would get the parim. On the next day, they would pick up from number 14 and give the parim from 14 onward, and so on and so forth. This way, the parim would distribute it equally. We're going to see in the Gemara that it turns out, in the final analysis, that we had a situation like this. We have 24 mishmaris, and pretty much all of them, except for 2 mishmaris, got a chance to do 3 parim, to triple up. Once, again, and 3 times. And 2 of the 24 mishmaris only got a chance to do it twice. How do you work that out? Very pashut. Because if you count all the parim, right, you add them all up, how many parim do you have? First day is 13, second day is 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, for a total of 70 parim. You have 24 mishmaris. So if each mishmar would have 3 parim, you would have to have 72 parim. 3 times 24. Do only 70. So you short 2. So basically everybody got 3 chances except for 2 mishmaris, which only did it twice. Okay, says the Gemara like this. If we look at the Mishnah, Mishnah says that on the 8th day, Chazru lefayis kibur golem, you start a fresh new calculation, fresh new slate, a new pious. They didn't account for anything that happened on Yom Tov. Name a masnisin Rebbe Hivel or Rabbonah. Apparently, our mission is following Rebbe, not the Rabbonah. Where do we find these sheet? It's the Sani. Listen to this price. Par haba b'shmini, the par which is brought in the Shmini Atzeres, but chilam afisin olav divrei Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it was a new pious, a new lottery, a new slate, irrelevant of what happened yesterday. Hacham aymer, no. You have to factor in those two mishmaras who were shortchanged. Remember, two mishmaras didn't get three chances. Rather, achas mishtei mishmaras leshil shavaparim. One of those two who didn't get three chances. Oise, we'll take care of the parim shmini atzeres. Our mishnah seems to say otherwise. Our shmini atzeres start fresh. We don't factor in anything of what happened on Yom Tov. I feel the Tamer Rabbanan, no. Our Mishnah could be in line with the Rabbanan as well. Although the Mishnah says they made it pious, but keep in mind, we have two Mishmaras who were shortchanged. So between themselves, they had to determine, they had to throw a lottery to determine who gets the par. Atu shtei Mishmaras. Are you going to say that these two Mishmaras, lo yafusi boy, they don't need a lottery? Of course they need a lottery to determine who amongst them will be Zaycha. That's all the Mishnah meant. It's a new pious. But the pious was strictly between these two mishmaras, who were shortchanged. Keman Azlav the Sanya, who's the author of the following price? Call the mishmaras Shoinus and Mishalshus. All mishmaras would get double, triple chances to do the parim. Chutz Mishnei Mishmaras, except for these two, Shoinus and Mishalshus, who only got double, not triple. Name a Rebbe, Vali Rabban, shall we say this is Rebbe? And not the Rabbanon? Because according to the Rabbanon, they came back from more in Shmini Atzeres. How could you say these two only ended with two parim? That's not true. They got a chance for a third one as well on Shmini Atzeres. I feel the Tamer Rabbanon. No. Even the Rabbanon would agree to the statement. Mailu Shilshu Beparei Chag. The Raisa says they didn't get triples of the Chag, of the parim brought on Sukkot. But certainly on Shmini Atzeres, at least one of them, did get a triple par. Did end up with his third par. Oh my Kamashman, if that's the case, then what's the point of the Brice? There's no Chiddush in this Brice. How Kamashman? That's exactly what the Brice is trying to tell us. What we spoke about in the Mishnah. Mi Shehikir Parim Hayoim. Whichever Mishnah got today's Parim, well, Yaakov Lomacha shouldn't come back tomorrow for more. As a Chazrin Chalila, they would rotate so that it's fair and square. That's the point of the Brice. To tell you that they conduct themselves fairly. To make sure that the parim were distributed amongst all the mishmaras. Omar Belazar, how many shivim parim connected me? We have a total of 70 parim. Who do they correspond? What do they symbolize? Connected shivim umais. They're connected to 70 nations of the world. They're coming to atone for their errors as well, so that the world as a whole can merit bracha and shefa and an abundance of water supply in the coming year. So we have to account for the goyim as well. Par yechidi lama. So what's the single par in Shmini Atzeres? Keneged umi yechid. That corresponds to the single nation, Klal Yisrael. This is our time with Hashem. Mashal melech basav adam. It's a mashal to a human king. Shamal avadav tells the servants, you know what? Ah, suli sudek doylem. Prepare a large banquet. The festivities dragged on and on. Liyoyim achon. On the last day of festivities, amar la'ayavay. He turns to his close friend and he says, just for you and me, come. Aseli sudak tana, prepare just a small meal, just for us two, kadesha animimach, so that I can enjoy your company. When there's too much food, too much distraction, we can't really enjoy each other's company. Just make a small time meal, so we can really spend time with each other. Shmini Atzeres is that time. The time when Klal Yisrael and Hashem engage in that intimate relationship, just one par, low key, enjoy each other's company. The first and point out to the fact that the parim would diminish, would decrease on a daily basis. You start with 13, down to 12, to 11. And this is a remes to the koyach of the shivim umayis, which weaken and decrease over time. Amar b'yechanan oylehem lo'ev l'kechavim. Woe to the goyim, she'ibdu. They themselves destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, their source of bracha, ve'ein yoydin ma she'ibdu. Not even aware of what harm they brought upon themselves by destroying the Beis Hamidrash. When the Beis Hamidrash was standing, Mizbeach mechaper aleim. You think the Mizbeach was just for us? It was for them too. The Parim would be mechaper on them and make them deserving of some bracha as well. Va'achshav mechaper aleim. Now there's no Midrash. Who's going to be mechaper on the Goyim? How silly of them to destroy the Beis Hamidrash. Okay, so we learned that on Sukkot, all the Mishmaris would arrive at the Beis HaMidosh and would partake equally in the Avoida of the Beis HaMidosh. They would seek to distribute all the Karbanos equally. Ben Machlokes regarding Shmini Atzeres, according to Rebbe, was a brand new Cheshbon, according to Rabbanon. They would take those two Mishmaris who never got a chance to do Parim three times and give them the chance to come back and do the Parim of Shmini Atzeres, of course, with their pious. We learned about the significance of the 70 parim k'neged the umos, which would diminish, and the suda achas k'tana, the par echad nashmin atzeres, which was uniquely for Klal Yisrael. Continues the Mishnah in the same vein: b'shloisha prokim b'shana, three times a year, three regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, hayu kol mishmaros shavos. All the mishmaros had equal opportunity, equal privilege to partake in the avoda and achil of karbanos in the mikdash. Ve'imuri haregalim. And the karbanos is meant for Yom Tovim. Ubechiluk lechem apanim, and they would get a chiluk in the lechem apanim as well. So, for instance, ba'atzeres on Shavuos, you had lechem apanim, which is technically matzah, and you had shtei alechem, which were unique karbanos for Shavuos. Oymalei, they would turn to the kohen and say, "Look, take a piece of this and a piece of that. Heilach matzah. Here's a piece of matzah, lechem apanim." Here's a piece of chametz. Shtei alechem, Rashi explains, you can't substitute one on account of the other. You got an equal shear in every single carbon. Now the point of the Mishnah will be that we can't ignore the fact that we have a Mishmar whose appointed time was today. So although everybody got a chance to participate in the avoid and achil of karbonis, but that's only with relation to karbonis that are Yom Tov related. As we're going to learn from our pasuk, all mishmaros had an equal opportunity, equal schus to partake in those karbanis. Yom Tov related karbanis, such as Shalmei Chagig, Oilas Re'iyah, Musafin. But let's say we have a karban avoida which isn't Yom Tov related. Something which you bring every day, Tamid, etc. Those karbanis, or even Nedarim and Nedavis that somebody perhaps decided to bring on Yom Tov. Out of convenience. It's not a Yom Tov related carbon. So who was Zoich in that avoida? The Mishmar Shezmane Kavua. That family, that group, Kehanim, which on the calendar were meant to serve this week, they get the privilege to take care of those karbanos because they're not Yom Tov related. Continues the Mishnah. Mishmar Shezmane Kavua, that group, Kehanim, that Mishmar, whose appointed time was to serve this week in the Beis HaMikdash, who maker of Tamidin, he gets the Tamidin. They're not Yom Tov Karbanis, Nedarim or Nedavis. Ushar Karbanis, Tzibar, the Gemara will say that's the Par Helam Dabar Shal Tzibar, things which aren't Yom Tov related. Umakrev is a Koyel, he brings everything. The Gemara later says, Kaitz HaMizbeach, Oilus that they bring to keep the Mizbeach active. These aren't Yom Tov related Karbanis, so he gets those. The only thing the other Mishmars could partake in are the Yom Tov related karbanos, such as a Muri HaRegolim. Asks the Gemara, a Muri HaRegolim Shal Gavoyan in it. What do you mean a Muri HaRegolim? The ones spoken about to be brought on Yom Tov, a Muri. The Gemara is assuming. Generally, a Muri refers to the inners, the Chalavim, which go on the Mizbeah. Mishnah says, all Mishmaris will eat the Muri. A Muri HaRegolim Shal Gavoyan in it. That goes on the Mizbeah. Nobody eats that. Omer of Chizda, the Mishnah meant Masha Omer Bergolm, the karbanos which is spoken about to be brought on Yom Tov, such as Shami Chagiga, Oilas Re'iyah, Musafin, Siri Chatos, Tanur Rabbanim. How do we know this? Minayin Shekol Mishmaros Shavos Be'Mura HaRegolim. How do we know that all groups of Kehanim can come and join and take part in the Mura HaRegolim? Notwithstanding the fact that it's not really their week to serve, the kohen could come whenever he desires and serve in the Beis HaMikdash, v'sheiris, and serve. Yochel af b'shar yimayis hashanah, perhaps You can do this any time throughout the year. The pasuk adds these words to tell you lo yamarti. This is only said during Alila Regal, during Yom Tov, when all Yisrael come through one gate into one city, into Yerushalayim. That's when we say all mishmaris have equal rights, can serve Hashem equally. Let's go down to Rashi, five lines from the bottom. Gemara. What do you mean they're all equal? Not meant to eat these things, they go on the Mizbech. But Masha Oma Bergolim. Bechilu Karbonis Hamurim Beregel. Her Uinless Chalak. We're speaking about the Karbonis which are edible. They're Yom Tov related Karbonis which are edible. You go in Chazav Sheikh Shoshame Chagig. Shekol Yachad Vidyach. Voiris, the hides. Shel Oilus Re'i. Umisaf Etzibu. Serichatois. Umnaros on the Pasik, which says above, Bechal Avas Nafshi Vishir's Kalaika. Echav. Sheina Mishma Ma'akev Olav. Nobody could stop him. You can serve as your heart desires. V'kimen d'zecheh b'avedase, zecheh b'chilase. Rashi has a kasha. Fine, you can serve. Who says you can eat? Perhaps the achila goes to that set mishma, serving during that week. Says Rashi, goes hand in hand. If you have a zchus to do avoida, you automatically get the achila. The chsiv l'kayna makrav oisa l'isiyah. The carbon is given l'achila to the carbon, to the kayin doing the avoida. Oh, the pasuk actually doesn't mention Kain, mentions Levi. Chayavi al Levi. Ba'achat, you know, ma'achat sharecha. So what's the connection to Kain? It says Rashi b'chaldal m'kayim, as we find them 24 places in the psukim, nikru akan m'levim, the kayim referred to as Levim, they come from Shevet Levi. Here as well, the pasuk is speaking about a Kain serving the Beis HaMikdash. But this is uniquely Yom Tov related. Talmud Lomim Ma'achat Sharecha, Reisha Dikro, beginning of the Pasuk, V'chiyavi Alevi Ma'achat Sharecha, V'dorosh Lihach, and the Dorosh is as follows. K'may Be'achat Sharecha, instead of Me'achat Sharecha, he's coming Le'achat Sharecha, which means K'shekol Yisrael, and K'nasim B'shar Echad, K'lem B'ir Achas, when all of Yisrael arriving as one, into Yerushalayim, the time of congregation, the time of Yom Tov, Hashem grants all the Kehanim equal rights, equal privilege in partaking, the Karbonis, again, on the Yom Tov related karbonis, which they can serve, they can bring, and they can eat as well. Okay, so in summary, we learned in today's daf, first about the tkiyas and the shira conducted during Musaf. According to Rav Bar Chanina, every Musaf gets its own unique attention. The Gemara refuted that. We only prolong the process a bit to accommodate for the extra carbon, or we add musicians to accommodate for the extra Musaf, but it's really one shira and one set of tkiyas. Concluded the Gemara Amar Aleph regarding Karbonis Yom Tov recited during Tfilas and Chutz Lartz. We have that difficulty accommodating every single carbon because we already have 2 days Yom Tov. What we say Bechamisha Asar Yom, we only have 5 days of Chol HaMoed remaining. And we have 6 portions of Psukim addressing 6 days. How do we do that? Abaye says we skip Ubayim HaSheni. Rava says we skip Ubayim HaShvii, going to Meimar. We do 2 at a time. To accommodate for all those karbanis. So on the second day, meaning on the first day Chol HaMoed, we say Obeyam Hasheni Shlishi. Next day Shlishi Revi, etc. So we accommodate everything. We looked at Sukkos. All the mishmaris had equal schus to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and we took the karbanis and we made a rotation to distribute them fairly amongst all the mishmaris. Hashmini Atzeres, Rabbi says, it was new pious, brand new pious. Contra Rabbanu, we take those 2 mishmaris. Only got a chance to bring 2 parim instead of 3. We give them the chance to throw a lottery amongst themselves to determine who's going to get the par of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres only had 1 par as opposed to throughout Yom Tov. It was a total of 70, corresponding to 70 umois. It was mechaper in them as well. On Shmini Atzeres, it's 1 par for Klai Yisrael, who's Hashem's beloved. We concluded then on the regalim, all the mishmaris would serve equally. But that's regarding karbonis, which are Yom Tov related, such as the Chagiga, Eilus Re'iya, Musafin, etc. But Karbanis, which are not Yom Tov related, standard Karbanis, Tmidin, or even the Darim and Davis that someone just happened to bring on Yom Tov. Who gets that? The Mishmar Shazmanei Kavua, that Mishmar was meant to serve during that week. That's Lacha Rabbah to you and Kultur.